Matt in for Tim, who of course is off all week. He'll be back on Monday. I don't believe he's camped. Do you know? He's not camping, is he? Is he, Patrick? I don't think he is.
I don't think he's a camper. I don't. Okay. I don't believe so.
All right. We'll assume that he's not. But if one thing is for certain, a lot of people that are out camping early in the summer here have been talking a lot about caterpillars. Boy, has it ever been a topic of conversation as people are heading out into, you know, many parks across the province and coming back with stories of just basically swarms of caterpillars all over the place. Figure we got might as well get some insight on what the heck is going on out there. Andrew Holland with the Nature Conservancy of Canada joining us on the line this morning. Andrew, how you doing?
Great, Matt. Nice to be with you. How are things?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little leery of my first camping trip of the year, which is planned for a week and change from now. As I've been seeing some of the images of these, I guess gypsy moth caterpillars just absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, no question about it. They are ravaging trees in many urban areas across the country. So certainly across southern Ontario and eastern Ontario, through like Montreal, Quebec City, Sherbrooke. They're also found in all three maritime provinces, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. So they're just ravaging trees in many communities. So branches are being stripped bare by this invasive species. It's a moth caterpillar, and the sheer number of them, I'm sure, in your local streets and homeowners and things like that, they can hear them munching. It sounds like raindrops. It's really unsettling, and like you said earlier in the show, they're quite gross looking.
Are there spots where it's just more kind of apparent than others, or is this just like you said, straight from Ontario to the Maritimes, and like it's just they're everywhere?
They're everywhere across many communities in Ontario, from Kingston, Ottawa, Hamilton, Toronto, you know, in your area. A great tool to check out is a map called iNaturalist. You can check it out and zoom in on places across Ontario, and you can see where Canadians are reporting these sightings. So it's an app that people put on their smartphone. They take a picture of the caterpillar, and they upload it, and it's a way to report your sighting. And it's really important because it helps municipalities survey damage and determine what treatment plans are needed for next year. So it's just called iNaturalist. It's an app. And you put it on your phone, take a picture, it geolocates the spot, sends it, and you can just from your work computer just check it out and zoom in on areas across Ontario where people are reporting these sightings and these caterpillars.
Now, you mentioned these are an invasive species. They've been here for a number of years. And from what I understand, like, this isn't anything to be alarmed about with the number that we're seeing this year. This is just kind of the natural ebb and flow, I guess, of these things.
That's right. They've been around Canada since the 1960s, and they go in 10 to 12-year cycles. Unfortunately, it's huge right now. So people that are out camping, certainly, it's up to you whether you want to go or not, if you're going to be creeped out or not. But to prevent food contamination, great idea to bring a tent or a tent-like structure or like a mosquito tent so that you can sit inside while you eat. It's ideal not to let your kids handle the caterpillars or touch them at all. That's really important. The reason why is that some people can get an itchy rash. The hairs on these caterpillars contain some histamines, and it can cause an itchy rash. Just wear gloves because the bristles on these critters can cause an allergic reaction. And, you know, for some people, they'll experience more local irritation, similar to other forms of dermatitis like poison ivy and stuff.
Yeah, they're ugly little things too. Like, they're not. Sometimes caterpillars, you look at them and they look kind of cute. These ones, they're not the prettiest looking ones.
No, they're for the benefit of your listeners, if they haven't seen them, they're dark colored and they're hairy. And the best way to describe them is that they have a double row of five pair of blue spots followed by a double row of six pairs of red spots down its back. So that's what they look like. And, yeah, they're an eyesore, certainly. And basically, their primary food source is oak trees, but they also eat about 400 other plant and tree species like maple and elm and birch and aspen. You know, their impacts are widespread. They're defoliating trees in many communities.
So here they're obviously they're caterpillars. They need to, you know, evolve. How long should they be in this stage for? Like, are they going to be a problem for, you know, most of the summer? Will they be changing over soon? Like, what's the cycle like for them?
Well, the actual moss will come out later this month. So that's okay. The good news. The moss will come out this month. They'll fly around a bit and mate and then die. Typically, the females lay their eggs first, and then they die. And these moths live about a week. So the problem that's happened this year, Matt, is you know, colder temperatures in the wintertime. That usually helps control the population because it kills the exposed eggs. But this past winter was quite warm. The other thing we really count on to control these populations are birds and larger insects. They feed on the caterpillars naturally, and then so that's a good thing to try to keep it in check. But hopefully by, you know, later this month, things will improve. But in the meantime, you know, homeowners are taking sticks and brooms and garden hoses and duct tape, and, you know, a lot of people are putting burlap around trees to try and protect them as well, which is a great way to try and prevent them from climbing up the trees.
Yeah, well, I know I've seen plenty of people sharing pictures of these things and them just dropping from the trees onto, like you said, like the picnic tables and everything. But it sounds like it should be relatively soon that they should be kind of fading off and obviously changing over to moths, though.
That's what should occur. That's yeah. Basically it. What we really encourage people for your listeners, if they haven't already done so, to wrap the tree trunks with burlap bands. It helps create a trap in your own yard if you have trees in your yard that you want to protect. So it helps create a trap that prevents these caterpillars from climbing higher. And then you physically scrape these off daily into a bucket of soapy water. Okay. And the provincial government has a great website you can check out. There's lookalike caterpillars that people sometimes confuse us for, the eastern tent caterpillar, the forest tent caterpillar. So the province has a good website that helps you look at these different caterpillars so you can see if this is the one in your yard or not.
Gotcha. All right. Sounds like there's a bunch of different online pieces, certainly for people to check in on this one. And something, like I said, I've heard from a number of people already that have been camping that have been paying attention and noticing these things very clearly out there. Andrew, thanks a lot for the chat this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you kindly.
Take care. There is Andrew Holland, the Nature Conservancy of Canada. As you just have some of the images, and like, it's kind of gross. People that, you know, you put your tarp up over top of your camp area, and it's like just the tarp is just full of, you know, yeah, exactly. But if you've been noticing these things, hopefully they will move on and become moss shortly, so you don't have to deal with the caterpillars anymore. Here's hoping.